Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Happy holidays from Tabletop Alliance and Board Game Impact. This is Bruce, and I'm just hoping that you're having an amazing, amazing holiday season. And so we're back and recording a little bit. Now we have a little bit of capacity with it being the holidays. It's been a month and a half of no episodes, and that's because there's been some amazing, amazing nonprofit developments that I cannot wait to share with you. You're definitely not going to want to miss all of that and all the fun that's been going on. But like I said, I hope that you've been having an amazing holiday season thus far. I hope that you're able to spend time with family and you're going to be able to relax and play all the board games, video games, whatever you'd like to play. And also just spend time. That's just great too. And so as we've been doing with the last couple episodes, this episode is being recorded live and live streamed to Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. So make sure to go over to Board Game Impact on any of those platforms and subscribe, so that way you can actually participate in some of the future episodes. Because as questions come in, I actually might even answer those live on the air. As we have guests, we might answer those live on the air. Or when Josh is done applying to law school, he'll be on this and apply, be able to share things. But in this episode, like I mentioned, we're going to be talking about some what's been going on the last month and a half. And I think it's important we just jump right into that. And I'm going to give you the lay of the land, and then we're going to really focus in on those topics. And these are in no particular order, but some of the big events over the last 2 months since the last episode have been a lot of nonprofit things. So where we left was actually a spot where we were just launching a fundraiser for Tabletop Alliance, which is the nonprofit that Josh and I both run. It's a volunteer thing. And with that, thank you, Dustin, for the like. With the nonprofit, it's been an amazing ride. We were working on our first big fundraiser, and we were trying to raise funds so that way we could impact 10,000 students through games. And I'm very thankful to share that that was a success, and I'm not going to share yet. So stay tuned for how much of a success and what's been going on there, because it has been astronomical, and I cannot say thank you enough. So we're going to talk a lot about that here in a second. So we had this big fundraiser, and then there's been more events since then. Then I got on the road, and I went to BGGCon for a week. So Board Game Geek Con up in Dallas, which was about 3,000 individuals coming together playing board games from all around the world in Dallas, Texas, which is always a great time. And I'm looking forward to the next BGGCon. And again, I'm going to talk about all these things more in depth in a second. Then I actually had to fly out almost directly from Dallas. I got back Sunday night and I flew out Tuesday morning for an academic conference for my PhD, which has been one heck of a ride in a good way. I had a doctoral fellowship for this academic conference. And I'm very thankful to share, after about 22 hours of work, of interviews alone, all of my interviews are done for the PhD. And I am in data collection, data analysis, and I'm actually working on scheduling when my PhD defense is going to be. And so that's been an amazing ride, but obviously a major time and mind share crunch. And so I thank you for being with me on this journey, almost doctor, soon to be. And then besides that, I've also had going on in the background BGG Secret Santa, as we do each year. So I'm going to be sharing what I sent and also what I received from my Santa, which this Santa was a little different than the others in a very cool way. I'm looking to my side as I see some of the games that I received. More than one game, actually 3 in an expansion. It's pretty sweet. Very good opportunity. And then even more, got some really cool things upcoming as well. Now, I need to address one elephant in the nerd room, and that is this is episode 66, and I did actually play Star Wars, The Clone Wars. It's the game in the Pandemic system. We've played through that a couple times now, and I was going to do this episode all about that. However, I thought it was more important to do an episode on an update, but that does mean we are missing that episode or Order 66 moment. So I did just want to acknowledge that here real fast. If you're not familiar, Order 66 was the order that Emperor Palpatine gave to all of the clones to then eradicate the Jedi for the most part and try to solidify his control. So yeah, so there's been a lot. There's been a lot. And I think the most pressing thing to first talk about is gaming, of course, because this is a gaming podcast, but gaming for the nonprofit realm. So like I said, we're just launching our biggest fundraiser ever. We had raffles for the first time based on our organization's age. We were legally finally able to do that as a nonprofit. And y'all came out is an understatement of the century. In that fundraiser, there was individuals who also signed up to play games and get pledges from individuals, friends, family, community members for each game they played. And wow, did y'all show up. At the end of that campaign, which was our most successful fundraiser to date, by far, for our small volunteer-led nonprofit, that campaign alone brought in $3,071. And I know there were some times where we were streaming some things on here, which was so exciting to be part of that journey. But oh my God, like $3,000 of your generous support. So that way we could send more games to schools, libraries, community programs all across the US. And that was so that way we could hit this unimaginable goal that we couldn't even picture 2 years ago. And that was to have impacted 10,000 students. So each guild or leader that signs up, we call each of those a guild. They put on that form how many individuals are in their context that this directly impacts. And that number was kind of going astronomical. The first year we had a couple hundred because we started in August. And then by the time I got to December, it wasn't much time in the school year yet let out. The next year we're like, oh my God, this grew a whole bunch. And then this year has been nothing but astonishing and shattering every record, I think, is the theme of the year. So that fundraiser, by the end of that fundraiser, we were able to get not only surpass the goal of 10,000, but with the signups and support, we were able to then immediately, the week the fundraiser closed, that last week of December into the first week of November before heading off to BGGCon, immediately cap off that impact at 11,000 students, and which is just incredible. Like, that is incredible if you think about it. Like, people, y'all have made it where we've been able to support educators and community leaders across the U.S. who are directly impacting 11,000 students each year. That's insanely amazing, and I thank you so much for that support. But I have to one-up it. And that is Josh, when he was competing at the World Series of Board Gaming back in September in Vegas, where he competed, if you remember, he competed in Brass Birmingham and Terraforming Mars. He was able to meet up with some social media influencers and content creators there. And one pair of them has taken some actions. If you go to this episode, in the notes, it's going to have some links for some things that I'm going to talk through right now. And that is, Josh was able to meet, of the people that Josh was able to meet up with, two of them were the Brothers Murph. And if you're not familiar with the Brothers Murph, they're based in LA. They make amazing board game content. They often make some very funny board game content. They also are hosts on This Game's Broken podcast. They're just really good humans who make some really cool board gaming content, is the best way to put it. And they've got over 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. So you definitely want to go check them out. They had done a series in the past, a couple years ago, that they titled The Top 100 Games of All Time. And they each made their own individual lists and then broke that up into different video segments. Well, Josh got to meet them and just talk a little bit about the nonprofit. And they said, oh my God, we've actually been looking for a nonprofit for a while, because we get so many games given to them by publishers and stuff, that they're like, hey, we have actually multiple copies of this. We'd love to send it on. Or it's a great game, but it's just not right for our collection, and they wanted to send it on. And then also, since they are monetized on YouTube, they have the option to actually create fundraisers. And so they said, we want to do this. I got this big email from them. And they're like, we want to do this fundraiser idea. And I was like, this is incredible. And so what they've been doing is they just had an 11-video series of the top 100 games of all time. And so they were broken down into chunks of 10 from 100 to 91, all the way down to 10 to 1. Then in addition, they also posted a 200 to 101 video extra as well. So that's how it gets to 11. And then so each of those videos has been part of a fundraiser. It's going on for the next about week. It's finishing on New Year's. And that they put a goal of $2,000. Well, I just told you our most successful fundraiser to date was $3,071. Yesterday, I was live in the chat for another one of their videos, which is they are culling from their collection, so slimming down their collection to 152 games. They get a lot of duplicates of games, and they've bundled them into 20 different bundles that you can actually go on for the next week and a half and bid on eBay, with 100% of the proceeds going to Tabletop Alliance. And you just have to pay the shipping, and eBay will calculate that all out. Well, if their goal was 2,000 and they've got these 20 bundles, each of which started about $15 or $20, I was in the chat for this live stream yesterday, and I am very humbled to share that on that live stream, while I was there and just in the chat, they surpassed their goal and they surpassed $3,000. As of this recording, when I'm doing this live on Friday the 23rd, they're at $3,190. That alone is the most successful fundraiser we've ever had, which means we've had the most successful fundraiser we've ever had back to back. And that's just those who have donated through YouTube. In addition, there has been an amazing, amazing showing of support of companies, of individuals who have watched that stream or the different streams, who have then made donations, or individuals making donations directly on our website, that totals to about another $1,000. And then those bundles, if you add them all up currently, they're also at another about $900 currently. And the bids still have another week. And those bundles are pretty great. Like one of the bundles, just one of the games of like seven in it, is Terraforming Mars plus the Prelude expansion plus the Broken Token insert and like the Hellas and Elysium maps. Like these bundles are really, really nice. So definitely go check those out. But I'm very humbled to share that those two campaigns together, so the Brothers Murph, are already like beyond $5,000, which is just so incredible. Because it costs us about $1 a student of impact. But these two fundraisers together were, the last 2.5 months have been over $8,000 in support of the nonprofit, which is earth-shattering to a volunteer-run nonprofit like ours. Like it's crazy. Like I don't have words besides thank you and hell yeah, this means we're going to be able to do some really amazing things. And we have been able to do some really amazing things because it's actually given us, we've been able to place orders with distributors and be able to be fulfilling things. Because guess what? When content creators make content about the nonprofit, I've been seeing a steady increase in group signups because we are now hitting new markets of schools, libraries, and community programs who are like, yeah, actually, I'd love to use games. Or they're referring their librarian. So I got an email out of the blue of this individual like, hey, I learned about you from my friend who watches these guys called the Brothers Murph. I have no idea who they are, but they told me to reach out to you because we want to start a gaming club in our library. And we have Jenga and a copy of Checkers from Walmart. And so he calls me because I gave him my number. And he's like, how does this work? And I explained it to him. He's like, okay, what's it cost? And I was like, nothing. We send everything to you for free. He's like, no way. Like, there's no way that's possible. I'm like, yes, we have amazing supporters. And he's like, this is just incredible. This is going to mean so much because they actually have like a lending library that they do. And he's like, okay, but what's it going to cost to ship? Shipping is expensive. I said, to you, nothing. Like, we're just sending you games. And he was about in tears on the other end of that phone. It was an amazing moment. And that's just one of many. Another one I was able to have, we actually sent a very large set of games up to Alaska. One of the followers of the Brothers Murph reached out, and he's a principal up in Alaska. And in his comments, he's like, my area is known for the Exxon Valdez oil spill. I was like, excuse me, what? He's like, yeah. And so we have a school of about 600, but they're across between 5 and 6 different little small like sites, because they're about, they have a 4,000 mile like acre response. It's crazy. And he's like, some of the schools, because it's all like tribes and like Inuit tribes, which is great. And so it's really community centers that he's going and doing these coaching and teaching sessions in. He's like, yeah, I have to get on bush planes or boats sometimes to get to some of these schools when I go out there for like a week. And what I would do is, he said, well, I just started bringing some games just to have something to play while I'm staying there, and play with the students and play with the family members that come to the community centers. And so I would just, he's like, I would just put them in my tote bag and stuff the clothes I'm needing to wear around them and bundle them with duct tape and get on a plane. And so we actually did something special for them, and we're able to work on our relationship with BoardGameTables.com, and actually got in a couple premium board game bags. So that way he's actually going to have nice luggage to be able to transport this stuff around, so that way the games and his clothing and everything is safer, and it's actually going to be durable for the trip. And sent him a whole ton of games, and it's just like incredible. And these individuals are finding out about us because of the Brothers Murph. And so seriously, if you're listening to this and are not subscribed to the Brothers Murph, like please do that. Like, go on there, subscribe to them, tell them I sent you, tell them thank you for what they've been doing. And also, if you know of people who are in the education realm and you haven't talked to them about Tabletop Alliance, please do, because you might be the spark that says, hey, this is something I want to do. And we just want to help them accomplish their mission. And so it's been incredible. So that we had the one fundraiser, and then we've had this kind of build up towards the Brothers Murph. And then we had Board Game Geek BGG Con kind of in the middle there. And it was so great. I got to play Heat Pedal to the Metal, which is great. I got to play the Guild of Merchant Explorers, Flamecraft, Cat in a Box, So Clover, La Boca, which is now Recto Verso, Starship Captains, Blue Jays, Caesar, a game in 20 minutes, Battling Tops. I did a trivia night. There was a poker tournament. Did the best I ever did in that. There was a comedy show with Grant Lyons, who's really great on Facebook and Instagram. Definitely check him out. And then I even went to the Our Family Plays game live stream recording. So it was like full of a lot of events. But I also made something. I made these little badges for the nonprofit. So they say Games and Education. If you want one of these, just let me know and I'll send it to you. If you weren't able to be at BGGCon, or you're not going to be at the conventions we're going to upcoming. And I've just put them on the table with all the other ribbons, and one of the convention organizers was wearing one walking around. And if I saw people wearing them, I'd actually give them a die-cut sticker. And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, so I'd explain, like, oh my God, this is cool. Well, one of the convention organizers was wearing it and going through the vendor hall, and Amigo Games said, what's that? Amigo Games is a really cool game company that's has been based out of Austin and now on the East Coast more. And she explained it and said, actually, I'll go tell him and he'll just come down in a minute and like actually talk himself. And Amigo Games said, hey, can you actually come and pick up some games? We would love to donate four cases of games. They donated a lot more than 4 cases of games. They donated about $3,000 worth of games. And so that means we've been able to do our regular kits and then put even more in to go out to these places. So like when we sent stuff to Alaska, we sent about $400 worth of stuff and then paid another $111 for shipping, because it's really expensive to ship stuff to Alaska. And so wanted to be able to hit all of those community centers for him. And it's just been really, 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 really cool. And really bucket filling to get to do this. And even this morning, I was just cleaning up my inbox and I had another group sign up in Pennsylvania. And they found us because of the Brothers Murph. And so it has been a lot to do all these. And actually, I haven't even told you what this means. Okay, so since the last podcast came out, And the campaign finished that we were in, which was to get us to 10,000. I've had, as of this morning, it's a higher number. Hold on. Because I didn't add the one from this morning. Oh my gosh. Hold on. Okay. So I had to do this math because, again, I forgot to add the one that came in today. And so, again, they tell us how large their context is that they're interacting with and have access to these games. And with that, since the last recording and the fundraiser ended, we've had, with the groups that have signed up, that represents 8,391 students. 8,391. Bringing our current total, let me add this to the overall, to 18,490 students across the U.S., and that leads to 16 states. And we have multiples in several states. 18,490 students across the U.S., which is absolutely incredible and humbling. And I thank you all for the shares. I thank you for the support. I thank Many Worlds Tavern for their continued support. A dollar of every bag of coffee that gets purchased can go towards us. And consistently, we're getting $100 or more from them, which is just incredible. And they make amazing coffee. Like I said, I'm drinking it right now. And then obviously everything with the Brothers Murph. This is just completely incredible. Again, please go subscribe to them and tell them we say thank you. And please say thank you on our behalf. Because it's incredible. And thank you for all those who participated during the fundraiser. This has been incredible to get to support this many students. And it's not possible without you. And I just say thank you. Yeah. Whew. I get a little choked up. On top of that, my PhD is going really well. I'm in the middle of data analysis. I've done all of my interviews for that, and I'm currently working with my chair, so that way I'm going to be able to defend in the next 2 months, so by February, so that way I can graduate in May. And so that's all been very exciting, very, very exciting. And that means I'm going to have a whole lot of capacity and opportunity to do some really cool content after that. As a doctor, because once I have that meeting and once they sign those forms, that's it. Like, graduation, walking across the stage actually isn't what does it. It's that other meeting. And because you can choose to not walk at graduation. I'm going to, because it's symbolic for my family. And it's a meaningful experience. It only happens once with this, with the very fancy weird robes. They're fancy and expensive, but it's going to be really good. So another thing in the season of giving is Josh and I have been, for the last several years, participating in a thing called BGG Secret Santa. And when the signups opened up again, absolutely hopped onto that. And so BGG Secret Santa, if you're not familiar, it's any religion. It's a colloquial term for it. And what it is, it's you randomly get assigned a target, which is somebody that you're choosing to spend, is randomly assigned. But you're choosing to spend at least $50, including shipping, to send them games. So it could you could send them used games, but you just have to demonstrate that the value of what was sent is $50 or more, including shipping. And so this year, I actually got another content creator. I don't want to share who that is to not spoil their surprises. But they put only a couple games on their list, and I sent them Sky Mines, which was on their list, which seems like a really fun game. I saw it at BGGCon. I just didn't get the chance to play it. But they were hyping it up and really excited about it. And it was fun to see them get all excited about it. They're going to open that up actually live on stream, I think on Christmas Day, which is going to be cool to watch. Again, they don't know I'm going to be watching, though, in a cool way. So that's going to be exciting. And then my Santa sent me some really... Oh, here's another thing about the person I sent stuff to. I actually wrote some emails acting as a Santa, and that the elves were doing things, and then parentheses said elves, and then game store here kind of names, and the reindeer, i.e. tracking numbers, here's the ones to look for. So it was just very fun, and they said that was the first Santa they ever had who actually like sent stuff. And so you can actually make a pretty big impact just by doing some simple words and sending a message that can go a long way. But my Santa did something different, and that was sent me two things that were new and two things that were old, which is fun. So when I was at BGGCon, I got to play this and with Justin, which was a lot of fun. And then I was like, I need this, put it on my list. And then I got it from Santa, which is so cool. But that is Caesar, Seize Rome in 20 minutes. It's a 2-player only game. One person is Pompey and the other one is Caesar. And it's a little very strategic game where you're putting out tokens to then gain control, try and gain control of different areas around the Mediterranean and into Asia. And it's really, really thinky, but it's a war game in 20 minutes. Same group that did Blitzkrieg. This honestly is better, and we're probably going to cover it more at a later time. So that's really cool. Another thing that I'm excited to also open up, but it's not opened up yet, is the winter and desert maps for Memoir 44. This is a non-needed product, but for me, I wanted it because it's going to increase the immersion when I'm playing on some of the different maps. So the Russian one and then the Mediterranean one or the Pacific. It's just nice to have the desert and winter maps, which it just kind of adds to the experience because it's weird to put like forest, like winter forest things on regular forest. It's really nice to put those buildings and things on winter. But again, that's an aesthetic thing, but I think it's going to go a long way. And that's kind of what the holidays are somewhat for. Take some of the things you already have and make them that much more meaningful. And so that's how I tend to think about putting things on my list. I think about utility. I think about impact. Of course, we have a podcast called Board Game Impact. So of course, I think about impact. But really, how can we make the most of some of the things we have, be thankful for it, and then also take it to another level that you wouldn't have normally or otherwise been able to do. It's a good way to really give. And then I had a couple other things for a while on my list. And so this is a little note from my Santa and it says, Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoy the games as much as we enjoyed them. And they went on to say some more. But I got finally a copy of Century Spice Road. Apparently they actually got in the Golem edition and therefore had two copies because it's the same game, just different themes. And so this is actually a really, really great game. I've even sent this to schools. I've played it. I just have never owned a copy. But it's a really cool little engine builder where you're getting different resources, converting them into different resources. I'm probably going to play it later today, actually. And I'm very, very excited about that because it's just a game that's a classic that I've just never owned. But I've really, really enjoyed playing it every time because it's very nice because it's very easy to get into. It's very easy to teach, and the components are pretty great. And then there's this little game, and I don't know anything about it besides it's a little game and what it says on the back of the box. And that is, it's called GoTown. GOTOWN. And it says on the back of the box that it's floor by floor, build your highest tower in GoTown. Watch out, as you're not the only one reaching for the sky. And so, yeah, it's like little Oink Games size box. It's going to be fun. I'm going to try it. I think these little size boxes are typically you find some really cool gems that you don't otherwise know about. So I'm very excited for all of this. It's just been a really, really, really cool season. And then when I was at BGGCon, I talked about how I'm drinking the Many Worlds Tavern. And so when I was there, besides getting some of the new teas and a playmat that you can't see because I'm using it as a big keyboard mouse, and like desk mouse, a desk keypad, which is actually really nice. I've got the Treasured Realm, which is the Single Origin series. And they did a special multi-blend of Single Origins for BGGCon. And this is a subscription thing you can get, but at conventions they can sell just the one. But it came with a pack of RPG dice, which are really cool. It also came with a sticker, and they always include a playing card. But it's called Reunion because the conference takes place in Reunion Tower. It's just a really cool sticker. Cats kind of are their thing. And then the other thing about the Treasured Realm is it also includes a D&D item that you can use in your campaigns. And so this one is the Rings of Translation. And it's apparently a common item. It's said that pairs of these gemstones to jeweled rings were forged for traveling merchants and artisans to ensure that they wouldn't be swindled. They activate when the rings are worn by two different creatures within 1,000 feet. While active, the rings allow each wearer to understand the literal meaning of any spoken language that the other wearer speaks. The wearers must still be able to hear one another, though, through normal or magical means. So it's just really cool. And it was only a tiny bit more than the regular coffee. And I was like, hey, this is great. Let's have it. And it's just been a really cool time. And I'm excited for the things to come. And I was sharing before I went live that I also got just the other day as like an early Christmas. I got two studio lights. They're not in this room. So if you're watching this on the stream, they're not in this room. They're actually in the board game room. And I already did a test recording with my Canon camera, my nice camera. And oh my God, it makes an amazing difference. And so I'm excited to be making even better quality content for the YouTube streams as I'm getting done with the PhD and then onward. It's just going to be a really cool thing to get to do and get to give more to this amazing hobby. If you can't tell, there's been a lot. And this weekend is Christmas. We've also had all sorts of holiday parties for our full-time work. That'd be my wife, myself, family. And then we've got New Year's and things coming up this weekend, next weekend. And actually today is my wife's birthday on top of that. She said, go record though. I need some time. I was like, okay, got it. Cause we're frozen and at the house and so on lockdown. And thus I had capacity to record. And it's just been a really cool time. Additionally, I had two companies reach out. I had one company reach out to have us do a review of some metal coins. So I picked a certain coin series of it to review. We'll see if those come in. And then I got a shipping notification from another company, and that is the Hunt a Killer Mystery Box series. And so they're sending over at least one of those for us to try out, which is going to be cool to check those out. And I've also been given some promo codes. So that way, if you like that content after I do the YouTube video and also some podcast recording on that you're going to be able to go to their website and be able to sign up and get them at a discount thanks to Board Game Impact, which is really, really cool to get to do. I already mentioned about doing some stuff for the Star Wars Clone Wars. And on top of that, a big to-do that we have going into this new year is we're going to be following up on the Destiny Quest book series. And we're going to be doing a recording. By we, I mean both my wife and I, because we've been playing a two-player. But we're going to be jumping to the fourth book, The Raiders of the Dune Sea, because there is a new Kickstarter coming out from the author in February. And so we are going to be doing a live kind of playthrough and editing that down of just one of the scenarios so you can see what that two-player experience looks like for us. For a content we haven't yet consumed. So we're going to consume that live together for the first time. And it's going to be very fun to record. We're going to be probably doing that over this upcoming week, especially with the new mics and also the lighting gear that we have. This should be fun. And it should be a really cool way for you to see that content before the Kickstarter goes live. And then also on the Kickstarter, we've had nothing but a phenomenal time with those books. And I just want to pause and say thank you also for all those who came up to us at the convention and have reached out to us since about the Destiny Quest books, about having the podcast start back up again, about our content, about other things and cheering us on. Y'all are amazing. And we do this for you. We're doing this for this great community. I thank you for understanding that, hey, you know what? In this community, we've really been here over this last month and a half and spreading it to new students all around the US, all the way as far away as Alaska. It's been an incredible journey to impact the 7,841 students over the last month and a half, which is insanely incredible thanks to you. And so if you've had any hand of that, like, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for helping make all that happen. And until next time, go make your positive impact on the world.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.